Ladies and gentlemen, from Nashville, Tennessee's Grand Ole Opry, one of America's brightest stars, Rounder record favorite Alison Krauss and Union Station.
Saying mama won't be back. Well, I've got news for you, and you come back to me, dear. Well, you won't have a home, and that's a fact.
Don't you come back on your knees asking my forgiveness. Pack your bags and move on down the line. Don't you roll them eyes at me telling me you're sorry. It's too late, babe, and it won't work this time.
Well, I've always been around when you needed someone. Lord, I played the role till I knew each line before. But now the times have changed, won't you find another playmate? Well, someone who'd be glad to play the part.
Don't you come back on your knees asking my forgiveness. Pack your bags and move on down the line. Don't you roll them eyes at me telling me you're sorry. It's too late, babe, and it won't work this time.
And thanks so much for having us back here this year at the festival, everybody. We're awfully glad to be back up here. The last time we played here, we got to play with one of my favorite singers of all time, who's from around this area, Dan Paisley. And we had a great time getting to play with him. He's mean.
He's the meanest.
He's the meanest. When he sings, he is the meanest. And we have some live tapes of Bob and Dan Paisley that we used to listen to all the time until we misplaced it. So I guess we'll have to bootleg somebody else's copy now. But thanks so much for having us, and we'd like to start introducing people up here to you, playing the mandolin from over in Kingsport, Tennessee. I first heard Adam play about 8 years ago, and he's been my favorite mandolin player ever since. And I'm also happy to say this is our fifth year of playing music together. That's Adam Steffi, everybody.
Howdy, folks. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to our part of the show. Have y'all been enjoying yourselves here this year so far? Well, far out, as all the kids would say, and we hope you enjoy our part of the show. It's a pleasure to be back up here, as Allison said a minute ago, and hope you enjoy our part here at the Delaware Bluegrass Festival. It's been a couple years since we were here, and was anybody here the last time we were here? Well... Well, you've come back for more. That's a good sign, I reckon. Well, we'll roll along and do as much music as we can. This next song is one that we get a lot of folks asked for. So it's usually about this spot in the show where this one falls, because we don't want to miss any requests. If we know them, we'll do them. And if we don't, we'll do them and fail miserably sometimes. But we'll try anything once, and this is one that I think we know. It's one off of Allison's I've Got That Old Feeling record that came out back in the late 40s, I think. And this is one called Steel Rails.
Trees like a ribbon in the wind. I don't mind not knowing what lies down the track, 'cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning back.
It's not the first time I found myself alone at dawn. If I really had you once, then I'd have you when I'm born. Whistle blowing, blowing lonesome in my
sunshine round the bend, winding through the trees like a ribbon in the wind. I don't mind not knowing what lies down the track, 'cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning. Sunshine round the bend, winding through the trees like a ribbon in the wind. I don't mind not knowing what lies down the track, 'cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning back. 'Cause I'm looking out ahead to keep my mind from turning back.
Introduce the man on the banjo to you right now. He's from over in Torrance, California, and now lives in Franklin, Tennessee. And this is his fourth year with the group, but we've known Ron for years and years before that, and we were big fans of his singing, playing, and also he's written a number of really great songs that we've been lucky enough to record four of the ones he's made up. And he wrote, Jesus Help Me to Stand, also In the Palm of Your Hand, Who Can Blame You, and Shield of Faith. And we're going in the studio in October to start a new record, and we've got one of his on there already. And we're hoping to get some more songs from him this century. Please make him feel welcome. That's Ron Block, everybody. Look at him go.
Hey, sir.
Thank you.
It's Ron Block, ladies and gentlemen, yes.
Second year, and we're awfully glad to have him back with us. Please make him feel welcome, Dan Tominski, everybody.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. We'd like to do a song now that was written by a good friend of ours. He used to play bass in the band a little while ago. His name is John Pennell. John Pennell is here. All right. This is one I always like to be in the right key for. This one called Foolish Heart.
I do, 'cause I know I've been down the
won't come true. I'll take my heart, head right for the door.
Check. There we go.
Thank you. We kind of lost Adam in there somehow.
Yeah, there was normally three parts to that one.
Oh, Bernie. Well, we would like to introduce the man on the bass to you right now. He's from over in Kingsport, Tennessee, and he now lives in Greenville, Tennessee, with his little dog, Sandy, that is just such an amazing dog. I can't believe it there. She jumps up on a stump. If you pat the stump, she'll jump up on it. And it's really, really great. And we wish we had her. We'd bring her over at the table and bring a little portable stump, and we'd do that at the table for you. But we weren't able to bring her. Hey, we got a stump.
No dog, though.
So we don't have the dog. But if you look at the stump, you can imagine the dog, Sandy, doing those fine tricks.
I'll do it.
Barry will do it, he says. But besides all those great things like the dog and the stump, Barry happens to be our favorite bass player. That's Barry Bales, everybody.
Yes. I'll take this moment right quick to let you all know that we're going to have stuff set up to sell. I'm not sure if Howard's back there under the shed or where he's at. Where are you at, Howard?
He's over there somewhere.
Oh, he's making his way over there right now. There he goes. Working hard for you, ladies and gentlemen, our lovely spokesmodel, Howard. So feel free to go by and check him out. He's going to have CDs and tapes and T-shirts, hats, and I believe we've got the Allison Krauss and Union Station keychains, which, boy, they're just going quick, folks. Can't keep them in stock. So don't be the last on your block to go by and get a Union Station keychain. Christmas is coming up. This festival usually marks the end of warm weather, and now it's going to start getting cool, I reckon. I'm ready for it. I don't know about y'all. I like the wintertime myself. So, anyway, feel free to go by and see Howard. He's setting the stuff up right now, and all the stuff, probably about 80 or 90% of the stuff we do on stage, we do have on record or soon to be recorded. So feel free to go by and check him out and all the folks that have stuff set up over there. I see the Bluegrass Unlimited booth. Is that Miss Kitsy over there I see? She's over there rocking. Feel free to go by and see her. She'll dance with you. If you don't want anything, she'll dance. She's always up for a good dance. Likes to polka awful well. Go by and see Kitsy Cockendall and all the folks at BU. It's fiddle time on the show, isn't it? It's almost fiddle time. I've talked as long as I can. We got a fiddle player. I think we have the fiddle player, and I want y'all to make her welcome, if you would. Allison Krause on the fiddle.
Hey.
And that's Allison tuning her fiddle, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I've just been informed we've got time for one more. I've talked us through one song, and now we've got one more. So we'll let everybody have a supper break here, I guess. Is there
a break right next to
I think no supper. Okay. No supper. We play. We play now. Long time we play. Anyway, we'll do this one more and let everybody get up and stretch and go back to the camper or the car and get you elephant ear and or a hot dog or corn dog or something and lay down and swell up right good for dessert. And we'll be back. We'll be back later on tonight. I think we're here around 10 o'clock. So y'all, please come back and be with us. We've had a ball and hope to see you back here tonight. Stick around. There's a lot more to come. And we'll see you later.
One, two, three, four.
Allison Krause and Union Station. One more time, Allison Krause and Union Station. Thank you, folks, very much. It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you for making us feel so welcome. Like I said, we'll be back here tonight, I believe, around 10 o'clock or so, maybe a little bit after. And thanks to all the folks here at the festival for making us feel so welcome and for having us back, and especially for you folks for sitting in with us this afternoon. We'll do this one here. This is one that a lot of folks ask us to do. It's one we like to do. It's a lot of fun. It's called Blue and Lonesome 2, and we'll do this one and be back after a while.
It took you away.
Allison Krauss and Union Station. And we're going to take a little break in the action here on the 24th Annual Bluegrass Festival presented by the Brandywine Friends of Old Time Music and give you time to eat your supper or maybe get Allison to autograph one of those CDs that you buy. Whatever you want to do, you just do it. We're going to give you time to do it in. And we'll be back to get it going for the evening portion of the show promptly at 7 o'clock tonight.